Levita, it's good to have you back in the airwaves of High Plains Radio. We have got to promote this great, fantastic Hagler Music Festival that's coming back once again. It's this Sunday. Let's talk about it. You got a big day planned for the event, don't you?
Oh, we do. It's an annual event, and it's the tiny village of Hagler being able once again to prove that small towns can stage big events, and it's for our tri-state area or anybody outside of the tri-state area. And this year is extra special again, and hey, the weather is looking good.
Yep, we've had some good days, and I think this Sunday is, as of, you know, while we're talking right now, it's supposed to be pretty good, and you've got some special guest, and Cowboy Brad Fitch is kind of your featured artist that's going to be there, isn't he?
He is, and he was with us 3 years ago. He is back by popular demand. He does a lot of John Denver songs, and this year he's also going to be doing Gordon Lightfoot songs as well as just country western folk music. He's great, and he tells stories along with his music, and highlighting him before he starts is Janelle Irwin, and she's our local Hagler songwriter and singer, and she's just released her first album. So she'll be opening for Brad Fitch.
I do believe it says that these two have performed together like just a couple of years ago at the Summer Music Festival, and again, everybody loves them, and they're back by popular demand, aren't they?
They are, and people start coming early. Everything will be set up, and lunch by the Lutheran ladies and men will start at noon, and then, of course, it's always popular, the homemade pies and ice cream by the Methodist Church people, and it just promises to be a really, really wonderful afternoon of music in the park in the Hagler.
So we invite everybody to come on over for this event starting at noon. Should they bring their lawn chairs for this one?
Yes, we'll have some chairs set up, but they might want to bring their own comfortable lawn chairs and blankets to sit on the grass and in the park.
And again, it's free admission to watch the music and watch these two sing. It doesn't cost you a thing, does it?
It's free admission. We do pass the boots to help us with the cost of all of the annual music festival, and the Lutheran for the food and the Methodist, but it's just free donation, and they can, if they don't want to do a free donation, still come. Just enjoy.
You know, I'm looking at a picture of Brad Fitch, and he does have the John Denver look a little bit, doesn't he?
He even looks like him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
As well as sings like him. He's been doing this. He's released something like 28 albums throughout his career. He's traveled all over the U.S. doing performances and before presidents and all kinds of important people. So we're really lucky to have Brad Fitch, Cowboy Brad Fitch, come back, and people will enjoy Janelle and Brad being together again from 3 years ago. And so come and enjoy and come to Hagler. It's always happening in Hagler, and this time it's a biggie with the music festival.
Kind of what your last big summer event before the fall season gets here. Is that right?
Well, it's one of many of our events following this one. This one's usually in August, but because of their performance times, we had to move it to September. But our last big fall event will be the Tumbleweed Festival, and that's always the third Saturday in October. When people decorate tumbleweeds and bring their tumbleweeds, and kids decorate pumpkins, and we'll have live music, and all of the Hagler museums will be open. That's October 18. So we're still not done, and following that will be all of the getting ready for Christmas activities and the holidays.
Levita, good stuff. Appreciate the time. We'll continue to plug this all week long and get you a good turnout there on Sunday.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for your radio broadcasting to help us spread the news.